Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2008. You can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio programme from 9.
Duran Duran, they were the doyens of 80s new romantic movement, with swagger, a surfeit of makeup and a brace of chart-topping tunes that ensure that they still pack them in around the globe. I'm sure I should have read that with a bit more irony, but never mind, let's press on. Lead guitarist Andy Taylor is no longer with the band, but has chronicled the excess all areas enjoyed and endured by the lads in a new biography called Wild Boy. For Saturday Live listeners, here are Andy's Inheritance Tracks.
I've nicked a few songs, not just inherited a few. It would have to be a Beatles song, and then probably Help.
Help, I need somebody.
Help is probably the first definitive pop song, which led me into a pop career.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
I can remember sort of just remember the World Cup 1966, and that pop 7-inch single used to stack them all up. My father used to get all that, and we used to listen through to them, and the Beatles and the Hollies, and that. But British pop, British harmony pop, and most of it was Northern. The other thing was all the Stax records, Otis Redding, which my father had as well, and Elvis. So, I mean, it was a great time to be a kid with music. We grew up in a northern fishing village, Cullercoats. My family were fishermen, Merchant Navy, Royal Navy. Grandfather was a cox of a lifeboat in Cullercoats. My great-grandfather was the chief. So the sea was the family's income. And one of the real strong memories is the cannon that used to go off when the lifeboat had to go out. And then in the middle of the night, all the families, everyone would go on the bank top, watch the lifeboat go out and stay there till they came back.
Won't you please help me?
I need somebody, not just anybody. It's the not just anybody. And I think that's the cool bit about it. It's not just someone help me, but not just anybody. It needs to be the right person in life that helps you. Otherwise, as you know, the wrong advice doesn't help you. The wrong partner doesn't help. My father was very supportive. You know, he was the one that always seemed to be there, and when it all fell apart as a child, their marriage broke up. He didn't drink himself under. He had a lot of dignity, my dad, and I learned a lot of, you know, you can make a fool of yourself sometimes, but not all the time. He ended up looking after us. The black and white TV, the cowboy outfit for Christmas, that northern life. That's actually what it reminds me of most, is the North, the real North.
Won't you please help me, help me, help me.
Ooh. A song I'd pass on. As a guitar player, Little Wing by Jimi Hendrix. When I first broke up with Duran, I spent a lot of time on my own in America. My wife was back and forward, and she was recovering from postnatal depression. And I used to play lots and lots of Hendrix, and I do remember one night sitting playing that song. I was like, oh, and then the neighbor started battering on the door, like, turn that music down, Mr. English dude. Certain music you have moments with.
Well, she's walking.
I once worked at one of the studios that he did a lot of his work at, and some of the old guys down there, you know, and I asked them how he did it, and they said he often used to take, you know, the sound screens, kind of 6 foot, 7 foot tall, and make like a little box for himself and throw a blanket over the top, put a microphone in, the guitar, and lock himself in and just sit in there and do it. Fascinating, trying to and pick how other people did it, particularly him. She comes to me with a thousand smiles. She gives to me. The fact he could play upside down left-handed, I thought was pretty incredible. But he was a writer, singer, and player. And all of those three he was incredible at. It's you know, he really did define, I guess, what rock, modern rock and roll guitar is. It's not actually a very long song, but it's got a beautiful vocal that just melts over the chords and a fantastic guitar solo. Funnily enough, Chas Chandler was a friend of my dad's because he was from Colour Coats. He was from the same town, or Whitley Bay, Chas, and he used to know him. And Chas used to say, you know, you want to tell your lad, da da da. And my dad said, oh, he's working with Rod Stewart. He says, make sure you get paid off Rod first. Strange little connection. Hendrix's manager was a friend of my dad's, and I met Chas, I had a few pints with Chas a few times. But you never actually said, all right, Chas, tell us the stories. Hendrix is a rock and roll star we all wanted to be.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.